Please join us in praying the prayers of preparation for total consecration to Jesus Christ through Mary, according to St. Louis de Montfort. The prayers are led by Father Adam Streitenberger and may also be found on the stgabrielradio.com website in the audio archive under Marian Consecration.
Third week, Knowledge of Jesus Christ, Litany of the Blessed Virgin. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. God, our Father in heaven, have mercy on us. God, the Son, Redeemer of the world. God, the Holy Spirit. Holy Trinity, one God. Holy Mary, pray for us. Holy Mother of God, most honored of virgins, chosen daughter of the Father, Mother of Christ the King, glory of the Holy Spirit, Virgin daughter of Zion, Virgin poor and humble, Virgin gentle and obedient, handmaid of the Lord, Mother of the Lord, helper of the Redeemer, full of grace, fountain of beauty, model of virtue, finest fruit of redemption, perfect disciple of Christ, untarnished image of the church, woman transformed, woman clothed with the sun, woman crowned with stars, gentle lady, gracious lady, our lady, joy of Israel, splendor of the church, pride of the human race, advocate of peace, minister of holiness, champion of God's people, queen of love, queen of mercy, queen of peace, queen of angels, queen of patriarchs and prophets, queen of apostles and martyrs, queen of confessors and virgins, queen of all saints, queen conceived without original sin, queen assumed into heaven, queen of all the earth, queen of heaven, queen of the universe. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, spare us, O Lord. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, hear us, O Lord. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Pray for us, O glorious Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. God of mercy, listen to the prayers of your servants who have honored your handmaid Mary as mother and queen. Grant that by your grace we may serve you and our neighbor on earth and be welcomed into your eternal kingdom. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Third week, Knowledge of Jesus Christ, Invocation of the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle in them the fire of your love. Lord, send forth your Spirit, and you will renew the face of the earth. O God, who instructs the hearts of your faithful with the light of your Holy Spirit, make us responsive to his inspirations, so that we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolations through Christ our Lord. Amen. Third week, Knowledge of Jesus Christ, Day 1. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch of mine that bears no fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does not bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already made clean by the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself, unless it abides in the vine, neither can you, unless you abide in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. for apart from me, you can do nothing. From the writings of St. Louis de Montfort, Jesus, our Savior, true God and true man, must be the ultimate end of all our other devotions. Otherwise, they would be false and misleading. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end of everything. For in him alone dwells the entire fullness of the divinity, and the complete fullness of grace, virtue, and perfection. In him alone we have been blessed with every spiritual blessing. He is the only teacher from whom we must learn, the only Lord on whom we should depend, the only head to whom we should be united, and the only model that we should imitate. He is the only physician that can heal us, the only shepherd that can feed us, the only way that can lead us, the only truth that we can believe, the only life that can animate us. He alone is everything to us, and he alone can satisfy all our desires. We are given no other name under heaven by which we can be saved. God has laid no other foundation for our salvation, perfection, and glory than Jesus. Every edifice which is not built on that firm rock is founded on shifting sands and will certainly fall sooner or later. Every one of the faithful who is not united to him is like a branch broken from the stem of the vine. It falls and withers and is fit only to be burnt. If we live in Jesus and Jesus lives in us, we need not fear damnation. Neither angels in heaven, nor men on earth, nor devils in hell, no creature whatever can harm us, for no creature can separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. Through him, with him, and in him, we can do all things and render all honor and glory to the Father in the unity of the Holy Spirit. We can make ourselves perfect and be for our neighbor a fragrance of eternal life. Third week, closing prayer. O Jesus, living in Mary, come and live in your servant, in the spirit of your holiness, in the fullness of your gifts, in the perfection of your ways, in the truth of your virtues, in the communion of your mysteries. Subdue within me the power of flesh and demon by your Holy Spirit, for the glory of God the Father. Amen.